Gospel Contemplation for Palm Sunday, Year B. Today's scripture is from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, and is a reading heard at the very beginning of today's Mass. Music is Meditation Impromptu 1 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you are ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace to encounter Jesus with deepening faith in Him. When Jesus and His disciples drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone should say to you, 'Why are you doing this?' reply, 'The master has need of it and will send it back here at once.'" So they went off and found a colt tethered at a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They answered them just as Jesus had told them to, and they permitted them to do it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and put their cloaks over it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. Those preceding him, as well as those following, kept crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus and his disciples drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone should say to you, 'Why are you doing this?' reply, 'The master has need of it and will send it back here at once.'" So they went off and found a colt tethered at a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They answered them just as Jesus had told them to, and they permitted them to do it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and put their cloaks over it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. Those preceding him, as well as those following, kept crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Hosanna in the highest." Imagine that you are in the city of Jerusalem. It doesn't have to be accurate. You don't have to know what Jerusalem looks like then or now. You are in a city, and it is Jerusalem. What is it like? As you wander the streets, what do you see? Are there markets, houses, places where people work? Are the streets narrow or wide? Straight or winding? Imagine the day. The weather is clear, and is there a breeze? What noises do you hear in this city? What smells are on the air? Pause to use all of your senses to see and feel yourself in this city. As you walk the streets near the city limits, you see that a crowd has begun to form. There's a lot of noise, and you walk closer to see what's going on. You see the road into the city. People have covered it with their cloaks and leafy branches. Others are waving branches as a sort of procession moves down the road into the city. Straining to see, you see that it's a man riding a donkey. And as he comes closer, you see that it is Jesus. And the crowd is greeting him like a great prophet. You know him. You've heard him preach, seen him heal, and have actually spoken to him yourself a few times over the past few weeks. You've been there when others have questioned his authority. When you see him now, entering the city to cheers and cries of Hosanna, what is that like? How do you feel? What do you feel moved to do? Maybe try and get closer to him, or perhaps talk with the others in the crowd about what's going on. What do you do? As he enters the city and the crowds become too thick for him to continue to ride, Jesus dismounts to walk to his final destination. If he hasn't already, Jesus spots you in the crowd. He calls you over to walk with him. What does he say to you? And how do you respond? Spend the next few moments with him, telling him about what you felt and experienced as he came into the city. Let your imagination unfold as it may, and listen for Jesus' response. And when you are ready, close with your favorite prayer.